Hello, everyone. I'm Zain Ash, and these are the top business headlines. The Dow fell more than 300 points on Thursday before bouncing back. Analysts described the fall as an air pocket, saying there was no single factor to blame. The Dow and the S&P 500 each closed off less than half of 1%. Goldman Sachs is warning a market correction could be on the horizon a day after Apple warned it would not meet revenue targets. Goldman says a slide of 10% or more is looking much more probable and that investors are too exposed to the impact of the coronavirus. Airlines are facing heavy losses from the coronavirus. IATA said today the outbreak could cost global carriers nearly $30 billion in lost revenue. That's more than four times what the SARS outbreak cost airlines in 2003. And Morgan Stanley is buying the online brokerage E-Trade for $13 billion. The deal gives Morgan Stanley access to E-Trade's 5 million customers, and it eases some of the pressure E-Trade is facing from zero commission trades and upstart investing apps. The CEO of the world's largest wealth manager, UBS, is stepping down. Sergio Ermotti will leave the Swiss lender in June. He'll be replaced by the current chief executive of Dutch bank ING, Ralph Hamers, in November. All right. Those are the top business headlines we have been following for you here at CNN. I'm Zain Asher in New York.